Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. This is hour two. If you missed the first hour, well, I'll let you guess what we talked about. It was the Super Frickin' Bowl. Talked about it for the whole hour. And I'll be honest with you, I got a whole bunch of notes for tomorrow as well. So I've actually interacted with Andy Reid. Steve Spagnuolo was my head coach at the Rams for a short time. Brendan Daly, the Kansas City D-line coach, was my D-line coach for the Rams for a bit. If you listened to last week, I mentioned a coach that we had. The 3 of our 4 starting defensive linemen, the guys who weren't me, were older than him. That's actually Brendan Daly. He's now won, I believe, 4 Super Bowls since then. So I'll share some interesting stories about those fine folks tomorrow. But the first hour, we talked all things Super Bowl, Cam Jurgens, Jalen Hurts defying the odds, and a whole bunch of other things. Now, Nebraska basketball. Take on the Buckeyes yesterday. 79-71 is the final score. We were up by, I believe, 7, then down by 5. Then we end up winning by 8. Jake, were you able to watch the game? What were your biggest takeaways from the game yesterday?
Well, it continues to be somewhat of the same recipe for Nebraska if they're going to win these games against quality opponents. And that's what they're doing. I mean, Ohio State, kind of in a similar situation as Nebraska, fighting to stay in on the right side of that bubble. And so this was a big game here in Lincoln. You got to protect home court. Nebraska was able to do so again from contributions around, you know, from everybody, but mainly Bryce Williams leading the team and Juwan Gary kind of being the Robin to his Batman. And so, you know, that's the recipe. You're going to need spark plays. Andrew Morgan diving on the floor, getting that going. You know, Asisian hit a big 3. But it was just kind of nice, too, to see Nebraska. I mean, it's better if you get the blowout right from the Super Bowl and you don't have to worry about it. But to overcome a halftime deficit, and I think it got up to 9 points there in the second half, keeps you holding your breath, keeps you interested in the game. But, you know, it's good to win in different ways throughout a kind of a streak, too, to let you know, that they're not, that they've been there before when they kind of run into these situations down the line. So another huge win for the Huskers, still toying with the lineup, which is kind of interesting throughout a win streak like this. But things are set up pretty well. And if they can get revenge on Maryland, who's now ranked on Thursday for a loss that they had during their 6-game losing streak, man, then they're going to be pretty well positioned. Michigan, another team now that they have on their schedule down the line, jumping into the top 25. So they still have some notable opportunities for big victories to help, kind of pat this resume they've got going.
Yeah, their next six games, Maryland, as you mentioned, number 18 team in the country on Thursday. And then we take on Northwestern, Penn State. You mentioned Michigan. They're ranked 24th in Minnesota. And then the good old Buckeyes again. Do you think this is a team that will be? I believe it's an NCAA tournament team. But just because you are something doesn't mean you will be something. Do you think this team will be an NCAA tournament team, Jake?
I think so. I mean, it's starting to look that way. One thing I forgot to mention, they were 18 of 21 from the free throw line. That's certainly numbers that NCAA tournament teams would be happy with. I think that it is starting to kind of play that way. Now you're, again, because of that six-game losing streak, before that, right, we felt like they were pretty safe and comfortable getting in. Granted, it was early at that time. Now you've kind of put yourself in a position to still have to hold your breath, still kind of watch what you're doing, still finish the season strong. So they can't afford to kind of fall back into that hole. But, you know, other than this another six-game losing streak coming along, I think they're going to keep fighting and probably be one of the better teams in the Big Ten and moving forward. And they are. I mean, we've seen them against quality competition. They can win against good teams. You know, it's just, you know, finishing those games, those opportunities against teams that maybe don't live up to your resume that have hurt them a little bit.
A Nebraska team that plays up or down to the level of their opponent. Didn't we just talk about that, Jake?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So this is an NCAA tournament team. The question is, how do the next six games go? How do they finish the regular season? How do they handle the Big Ten tournament? Let's say and I'm going to talk a little bit more about yesterday's game here in a minute. Okay. But let's just play a little devil's advocate here. And folks who are listening, let us know. What's that number again, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right. Let us know. Oh, and I forgot to mention game 7, the last game of the year. Our good old buddies from Iowa come to Pinnacle Bank Arena. And if you think back to that six game losing streak that we did have, it started with a 15-point lead on the road to Iowa that we ended up losing and then losing the game. So we owe them Hawkeyes just a little bit to close out the regular season. But do you think that we have to at least win one game in the Big Ten tournament to get into the big dance? And we don't know how the rest of this season is going to play out. So let's have a little bit of fun here. All right. Let's just say we lose to Maryland, beat Northwestern, beat Penn State, lose to Michigan. Okay. What would that make us? 18 and 10?
Yeah.
Let's say we then win two of the last three games. However this shakes out, I'm going to mark Iowa down as a win just because. Let's say we split with Minnesota and Ohio State. Okay. So what did I say that? That would make us, what, 21 and 11? If we did that. I feel like that's very realistic down the stretch. What, 6-3, something like that? Oh, I'm sorry. 5-2, 4-3. Yeah, 5-2. Okay. I think we got to win at least one game in the Big Ten tournament, maybe two, to guarantee getting in. But I feel like if we can go 5-2 down the stretch, which is very realistic, win at least one game in the Big Ten tournament, that puts us at that magical 22-win mark that we heard about so much last year. I feel like all of this is incredibly realistic and something that can absolutely happen. I think this is a Nebraska basketball team that has made some adjustments. They're toying with the lineup. I love Sam Hoiberg. I know he's not the flashiest guy in the world, but how do you just not love a guy like Sam Hoiberg? You've got Bryce Williams, like the National Player of the Week last year. He's really stepped up. The leader of this team, Juwan Gary, has stepped up, like you said, the Batman to his Robin. There's a lot of things to be excited about. The thing that makes me nervous is the up and down nature and the inconsistency. What are we going to get from night to night to night? We don't know. If we can find, I talk about it all the time, just some level of consistency. Just some level of consistency in a lot of things on the football team, at our offensive tackles, and in basketball. It's something that can make an immense difference in this basketball team, how we close the season. You look at these direct stats from yesterday. We pretty much outshot Ohio State in every way except for three-pointers. We shot 52% from the field. They shot 43. Okay, we shot 33.3% from beyond the arc. They shot 40%. But when it came to the free throws and rebounding, to me, this was the difference. All right, we made 86%, as you alluded to earlier, 86% of our free throws. They made 60%. And if you look at that difference, it's a 9-point difference. We were 18 to 21. They were 9 of 15. That's 9 points. We won the game by 8.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That was literally the difference in the game. The other part of it was the rebounds. All right. Defensively, we out-rebounded them 31 to 21. When you see teams starting to do the little things, okay, you look at the brotherly love tush-push for the Eagles. It's a little thing. It's just a little thing, but it's become a ginormously unstoppable thing. And everybody knows if the Eagles can get to 4th and 2, they're getting the first down because they're going to go for it, and you can't stop it. It's just a little thing. It's things I see like 8-year-olds doing Pop Warner. But it becomes a big thing. Little things add up to big things over time. I'm starting to see a team that is making way more free throws than their opponents recently, that is out-rebounding their opponents recently. We have leaders who have clearly emerged. They were already there, but have clearly emerged. Bryce Williams, Juwan Gary, you've got the ultimate guy that I love to watch, the ultimate, all right, team guy, hustler, attitude, effort, and Sam Hoiberg. How do you not love that guy? How do you not root for that guy? One guy I would like to see more consistency out of is Connor Asijan. Like, one game he'll score 18 points, the next game he'll score 5. In fact, he scored 5 versus Ohio State. I know he's coming off the bench, but what are your thoughts on Asijan and finding more consistency out of him? Because he's a guy that if we can consistently get 10 to 15 points, and he's got the capability to score 20 to 25. All right, obviously more play time or whatever helps with that, that's got to be earned. But like if he could be more consistent, because he's very up and down. I mean, he played 25 minutes in the game yesterday. I mean, he's clearly our number 6 guy, according to play time, things of that nature. If we could get more consistency out of him, his play time was up there with Raleigh Worcester, Juwan Gary. They played 25 minutes, 27 minutes. Bryce Williams played 39 minutes. All right, if we could get more consistency out of him, especially on the offensive end of things, he's a bit of a streaky shooter. I think that would make a huge impact. What are your thoughts on that, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what you roll with him, though, is you know, he's kind of your marksman. Sometimes you're going to get a good shooting performance from him. I mean, if he goes 4 for 5, that can change a game. But if he only hits 1 for 5, he's got to find other ways to impact the game. You know, we've had him in the studio before. Thomas Bielanka did, and he pretty much admitted, like, I have one D1 skill, and that's shooting. So, you know, that's what he's in there for. You know, in the modern game, you don't necessarily have to be hitting threes left and right to even impact the game like that. It could still just be, okay, this guy helps out with spacing. We don't want him to get going. So, you know, in that way, he still helps when he's out there. But it's also just kind of about finding those other ways to contribute. He against Illinois, the start of this streak, this 4-game winning streak, he was only 2 of 6 from the floor, but still finished with 14 points. So if he can kind of get those floaters going or you know, kind of use that space that he provides to provide an extra spark, then so be it. And that'd be great if you could get him to that, like, Keisei Tominaga role, but that's just, it's kind of a big ask.
And I really enjoy watching Connor Asijan, to be honest with you. Who doesn't enjoy watching a pure shooter? But if you've got one D1 skill, and those are his words, okay? If you've got one D1 skill, then you need to at least be consistent at that one D1 skill. That's probably, you know, really the thing that, you know, he's our number 6 guy, first guy off the bench, at least when it comes to minutes and time played. But that probably is the thing that kind of differentiates him from being a guy off the bench versus being a starter. If he could drop 15 points a night, and if that is your one major skill, then that's probably the biggest difference. And they are messing with the lineup and things of that nature. And they're, like you said, doing that in the middle of a 4-game win streak, which is not a common thing to do. So for me, I believe there's a very realistic opportunity, chance, and even a fair expectation that this team could make the NCAA tournament. And they have shown. They have the capability of getting a win, beating good teams, surprising teams, playing up to the level of competition. Hopefully, when you look at some of these opponents coming up, with all due respect to every team we play, you know, a team like Northwestern, etc., hopefully we play up to our level, whether we're playing Maryland or whether we're playing Northwestern or whether we're playing Iowa or who or whatever the case may be, playing up to your level. I've said it before, I'll say it again, consistency is the hardest thing to do day in and day out, whether you feel good, whether you don't, whether you feel like it, whether you don't want to. Day after day, week after week, month after month, in season, off season, year after year after year. Consistency is the hardest thing to find if you are a competitive athlete at any level. All right. Do we have a caller, Jake?
He's talking to Nick, so I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, if we're supposed to bring a guy on, just let me know. But I'm going to, it's interesting. I've got a couple of Tom Brady clips. We'll actually play them right after this. He talks about consistency. Consistency is so hard. And I saw one clip of Brady and I sent it to Jake, and then I saw another and I sent it to Jake. And it's a lot of the things that I talk about when I go talk to, when people bring me in to be a keynote speaker or whatever. And my speech will vary based on the crowd for obvious reasons, but a lot of the things travel. It doesn't matter if I'm talking to businessmen. It doesn't matter if I'm talking to a startup business or a business that's been around and uber successful, and everyone that's watching me is staring at me wearing $5,000 suits, or if everyone's watching at me, staring at me, trying to figure out how they're going to keep their business afloat the next day. It doesn't matter if it's high school kids. It doesn't matter if it's 8-year-olds, because some things travel when it comes to success, in my opinion. One of those things is consistency, finding a way to do it. How do you do it? What works for you? What works for everybody when it comes to consistency, but what really works for you specifically as a human being? So when we come back, I want to play those two Tom Brady clips, and he'll talk about, to say he's not fleet of foot is incredibly kind. Him and Peyton Manning both. Okay, when I was a rookie, we're watching film, the Colts play the Raiders, and Peyton Manning was the quarterback for the Colts at the time, but we were scouting the Raiders. Peyton Manning takes off. He has a 10-yard head start on the guy trying to catch him for the Raiders. Now, the guy for the Raiders caught him. No, that's not the point. The point is Manning got to the 5-yard line, 5 yards from a touchdown, and slid. The guy was still 2 yards behind him. Now, I'm not trying to chastise the decision to slide. There are some quarterbacks who need to learn how to slide better. My point is they aren't two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time because of their pure athleticism. They knew what the defense was doing before the ball was ever snapped. And Brady will talk about when we come back, he wouldn't snap the ball until he knew the play was going to work. And he'll talk about how he knew what the defense was going to do before they did it. And he'll talk about how he knew the play was going to work or whether it wasn't and he needed to change it. All right, so let's head to break, Jake. When we come back, we'll chat about that real quick.